The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Avodah Zara Daf Lamed Daled. We are beginning on Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Bet, 23 lines from the bottom.
So the Gemara continues, Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna Vale Uhanehu Mane Defkusna. He had kelim made out of the dung of the animals, dungware, and that they had placed yayin nisik in there. Malinu maya, so he filled them with water to extract the wine from it. And hinu b'shemshah, and then he placed them in the sun. Pakru, as a result of placing it in the sun, they busted. Amar le Rabbi Abba, asertinu alach. You caused the kelim to become forbidden to you forever. Meaning you broke them. You did it to yourself. Not that it became asur, meaning they're not usable. Imur da'amur abbanan memlinu maya. Anuhabish mshami amur. The rabbis never said anything about putting it in the sun. All they said is putting water in it to extract the yayin nesek. Where should you put it in the sun? So you did it to yourself. Amar rabbi yosana. Amar Rabbi Ami, kli neter, en lo tara olamit. These kelim that are called neter kelim, can't kosher them. They swallow a lot, and you cannot get the yain that's inside of the walls out. My kli neter, what is kli neter? Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Abin, kli mahporet shel tsarif. That's made out of certain type of karka. Tsarif is they call it alum. Type of salty element. So that type of salty karka, they use it as a dye. So that type of karka is very porous, and therefore can't kosher. Debe Parzak, person from the family of Parzak. Rofila, the Mishneh LaMelech, he was the viceroy. Anas hane kube, so he stole certain kankanim from the Jews. Kelim me pumpedita. Rama beu hamra, so the Mishneh the Melech, he put wine into these kelim. Adelinu nihalayu, and then he returned it to the owners. Atu sheluhu Rav Yehuda, so they went to ask Rav Yehuda, what do you do with these kelim? Amar davar sheen machnisu lekiyumu. These kelim, they weren't not used for storage, and Achemi when I gozer on them, and therefore meshachshechan, you just have to clean them. Memayim, just clean them with water. Vemutarim, you don't have to do the 3-day water situation. You just have to clean them out. They didn't use it for a long time, so the wine didn't have a chance to absorb into the walls. So just clean the surface to make sure it's nothing on the surface, and you're okay. So we see over there the inyan of kiyum. So if you leave it as a kiyum, it's okay. Yeah, it's like new. He put the wine in there, but temporarily he puts the wine, they drink it right away. Amar of avira hani hasbe shechimed arama'e. These kadim, these jugs that are made from red earth, they're hard. So shechimeh, hasbeh, shechimeh, red, that belong to the guyim. Kevan de lo balay tuva, since they don't absorb a lot, mishakshechan, it's enough just to put them, clean them with water, b'mayim, umutarim. Again, these are type of kelim, but they don't store the wine in there, so there's no heavy absorbage. Therefore, you just have to clean them. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, Hani Patvata, the Ben Mechse. These kelihanis that come from the place called Ben Mechse. Kevan de lo balay tuva. Again, since the karka in that place is very, very hard, so it doesn't absorb that much. Meshachshechan b'mayim u'mutarim. Same story, just clean it with water, and indeed they become mutarim. Karka kashe enam borin kichli feres. Therefore, the mutar. Yeah, because they don't leave the wine in there for a long time. Oh, they do leave it in there for a long time? Ah, that's the Hadush. He says, Ofidar Kosher Dashia Soven Shagam Kli Ora Swim in Shaouz Mamma Rubabi had of the Kurim Serikuma Shagamra Kamadre Bekrim Shalois to Shurim of the Kurim Elas Mamuat Belbad. I said, I didn't use them for a long time. Kase, those are cups made out of Haris, as she says. Again, Be'en Machlis in the Kiyum. You don't store the wine in there, you just drink it immediately. So Rav Asi Asar v'Rav Ashi Shareh. Machloket on this. Okay, what can be the machloket? So the Gemara explains. Ishate behu oved kochavim pa'am rishon kode alma lo pelige de asur. Which means, if the first thing that went into these kelim, the first time he drank from it was yayin, their wine, so the first time it still has, you know, good absorbage. So if the first thing that they did was drink their wine in there, everybody agrees it's asud. Because the hadith is still soft, and it's going to absorb. And therefore you're not going to be able to use it until you makshid it by putting water in it for 3 days. The issue is if it was the second time that they used it. I mean, the first time they used it, they put kosher wine in there. No problem. And the second time, they put the wine of the goyim in there. So according to Rav Asher, since he already was boleya the good things, so therefore you don't have to worry about the second time that you put the wine in there. However, Rav Asher holds that even the second time it's boleya immediately, and therefore you have a problem. Again, so the case we'll be talking about where the goy used something kosher the first time, he didn't put his wine in there the first time. So therefore, whatever was boleya the first time was good. The question now you put is one in the second time. So the first rabbi says it'll still be boleya. And if what's the problem? Second rabbi says no, it's not going to be boleya, therefore it's okay. Ika de amni, some have a different version. Pam rishon vesheni kulamano pligi de asur. On the first two times, already it's going to be a solution. Let's say the first time you put something good in it, so the keli is still okay. And the second time you put their wine in it, so everybody's going to say, even the second time, the keli is porous enough and it'll still absorb the wine. So where's the machloket? The third time, I mean, the first two times you put kosher stuff in it. Now the third time when you use the keli, you put the yayin of the goyim in there. Vilcheta, pa'am rishon v'sheni asur shelishi mutar. Wow. So if the goy drank the first or second time, so the keli is going to become asud until you put water in it and take it out like hagala for 3 days. But the third time is mutar, you just have to clean it. Because by the third time, it's hard, the keli, and whatever is not going to absorb, you're not leaving there for a long time especially, so therefore it'll be okay. Okay, so a lot of keli, a lot of cases, a lot of rules. Next case. Amar Rav Zvi, Dehai Mane De Kunya. What is that? Kelim that are glazed with the lead. Hivara Ve'ukama Shari. White ones and the black ones are mutarim. It's not considered keli chedesh because it's glazed. It's like a metal keli. Metal kelim don't absorb that much. Can it add the metal glaze stops it from absorbing. Yiruka asur, but if it's green, it's asur. Meshum de mitzrif, because in that green kelim, they have the srif, like we learned above, this type of karka that has this alum in it, that's very, very porous. Well, even through the lead, it'll go through. They're very porous. And if the keli has cracks in it, and all the keli are going to be asur, even the white ones and the black ones. And if it started to crack, so then it's there's holes in it, so then it's porous, and therefore it's going to be asur, and the glaze is not going to stop it from absorbing. Because when it cracks, there's holes, so there's no covering on it, there's no glaze on that spot. Therefore, it goes into that spot over there. even if you put wine in these kelim for a temporary time. Remember, you don't leave it the kiyum. The point is, they're porous over here, and therefore they're going to absorb the wine. Therefore, the only way you can kosher it is to haga'ala 3 days. Darash Moremor. Kunya. Again, that's the kili haris that's glazed with lead. Bin ukama, bin hibara, bin yiruka. Even the green one. Share. He says it's okay. He says the glaze always will protect the kili from absorption. Okay, but I ask a question. May shena mechames pa pesach. They asked the question to Moremor. Again, these glazed vessels. Can you use them on Pesach? After you make Haga'ala. Is it like a metal keli that Haga'ala works? Or do you say no? It's like a keli hayres. And Haga'ala will not work. So the Gemara said, "Yiruka lo tivayelach the mitzvah ubaray vasire." The green ones, they're porous, even if they are glazed, you can't use them on Pesach because for sure they absorb a lot of hametz. Ki tivayelach hivare veukame. Question on Pesach is by the white and the black ones. My ki it veukartufne lo tivayelach. Again, if there's cracks in them, also is no question. The vaday baray vasire. That for sure they're going to absorb the hametz and they're going to be a zukit. Where they are smooth. My, what's the deen? They're going to be a pesach. So he answered back, Amemor, Ana hazina leud midaite. I see that the kelim, these kelim sweat. That there's like a sweat that comes out of them. On the outside, the time that you're cooking, you see like there's a sweat that comes out of the keli. On the outside of the keli. And when you're cooking, you look at the outside of the keli, you see like
condensation
or something coming out of the keli. So he said, "V'kivan de midaite, v'dai balei v'asire." So you see, must be, you got to assume that they're absorbing. That even though there's a cover on it, there's a glaze, it's not stopping it. And if it's a sur, you can't even magril them. It's a keli ayres. My tama, what's the reason? Haturah ra'ida al kedi chayres she'enu yotzim yideh dofno le'olam. We have a rule when it comes to kedi chayres. You cannot kosher kedi chayres. So once something goes into kedi chayres, it doesn't go out of the walls forever. So I think about this question. Why when it came to Yain Nesech Ustam Yenam, you said it's okay. Yeah, the wine doesn't go in there, you have the glaze, it's okay. When it came to Pesach, you come along and say that it's a problem. What's the difference? If it's Bolaya, it should be Bolaya, even by Yain Nesech, Stam Yenam. If it's not Bolaya, it should be kosher by Pesach. Why by Pesach you're being Mahmir, and by Stam Yenam it's okay? So he was a Mai Shena, Mi Yain Nesech, the Darish to Morimor, Kulu Mani de Kunya Dishari. Right, when it came to Yain Nesech, he said all the Kunya Kelim are okay. And that's why we're being lenient. That's not so. Anytime the rabbis make a takana, the takana goes according to follows the Torah law. And if we're going to be mahmir by hametz, we're going to be mahmir by istam yenam. All the rabbinical enactments, they model the Torah enactments. We're not going to make a hiluk between the Doraita and the Rabbanan. The rabbinical enactment follows the Torah enactment. So the Gemara answers, Zeh tasmisho behamin, vezeh tasmisho betzonen. Which means during the year, they use this keli fahat, hametz. And therefore it's boleya. That's why we said on Pesach, you cannot use these keli. Because the hametz, they use it hot, and therefore it's going to be boleya through the metal glaze, and therefore it's going to remain inside the walls. But over here, how do you put the yayin in there? Cold. And therefore, since there's a glaze, the glaze stops it from penetrating. So that's the chiluk. Hot and cold. Okay, how do we know, by the way, that a keli cheretz is non-kosherable? So that she brings down the chtiv yeshavir, the end of tara ela shevira. Torah says when it comes to keli cheretz that absorbs something asur, break it. Why did it say break it? Say kosher it. And that's the only way you can kosher the keli cheretz is by breaking it. Sheviratan zuhi taharatan. Breaking it is its tahara. Okay, story of Rabbi Akiva, ikla leginzak. He got to the place called Ginzak. Ba'umin is, so they asked him three questions. Question number one, mit'anim l'shanot, l'sha'ot, or en mit'anim l'sha'ot? Lo ava b'yadeh. What's the question? Person, let's say, woke up one day and fasted unintentionally until 12 o'clock. He didn't get a chance to eat, he was busy. So at 12 o'clock he says, okay, you know what, I'm fasting already half a day, okay, let me go for the rest of the day. So can you make a fast like that? And accepted the day before, but he happened to fast already half a day, so then could you just finish? Or do you have to have kavanah to fast the first half? That was the she'ela, the ta'anit sha'ot, as they call that. Does it work? Maybe the Kabbalah is nothing. Maybe we can eat. That's the Gemara's question. I stand to have an interesting shayla over here. Guy made a nidr. The guy says that he didn't even eat for the rest of the day. Well, what's the shayla? He can't eat for the rest of the day. Well, how can the Gemara have a shayla? The guy was mekabel a nidr. So the Yeshli Yeshiv she nidr amur b'Torah he no b'mekle shalom osir hefetz mesuyam al asmo. Right, you're setting an item on yourself. That's the nidr of the Torah. אבל אין אדם יכול לחייב את עצמו בנדר לעשות או למנע מלעשות איזה דבר. I want to make a halu between איסור חפצה and איסור גברה. To assert something on the person, that would be שייך to נדר. But to assert you from something, that's איסור חצץ on the guy. זה רק בנודר לעשות דבר לשוט. אבל לגבי נודר לעשות דבר מצווה, for fasting, כדי לטענות, כדי לשוב בתשובה. ולכניע את טיבול עבודה של ברך חדשה התורה שנדרו חל עליו וזה סוג נדר נוסף ונקרא נדרי מצווה. Okay, which is another type of נדרי מצווה בחידוש. So you can even make a nidr on the guy. Normally the name of the Torah is on the item. I'm offering this item from me. Isur hafza. For when it comes to נדרי מצווה, you're allowed to offer yourself. That's on the gavra. So the Ginzak people had a question. Shemadavka tanit liyom shalem nechshevet mitzvah. Maybe only a tanit of a full day is considered a mitzvah where you can make a neder on yourself. Nedre mitzvah. Aval tanit sha'ot ena ena davar reshut. Maybe it's considered voluntary because since you didn't fast the first half of the day with kavanah, therefore it's not considered nedre mitzvah. And therefore the nedre mitzvah, it falls into nedre reshut. And the reshut, there's no such thing as making a neder on the guy. If it's the dream is vay, the neder goes on the guy. But if it's the dream is shoot, no such thing as a neder like that. So that was their question. Half day fast, where he went the first half without coming on, the second half accepts one of himself, does that work or not? Well, anyway, the Biakra didn't know the answer. Love Rabbi Yedin. They asked him the next question. Kan kanim shelo ovdei kochavim. These heres kelim of the goyim, that the wine. Asurim umutarim. What's the deen? Mutar or asur. Meaning, could you use them immediately? They have to make hagara. Lo ava b'yadeh. He didn't know the answer to that one either. B'ma shimesh Moshe kol shiv'at yemei ha'milu'im. The first 7 days before they opened up the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aharon did not serve until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The first 7 days before that, like it says, v'hi b'yom ha'shimini. On the 8th day, that's when Aharon started. So who served the first 7 days? It was like a trial run. So that was Moshe. He brought the korbanot, he did all the service, he erected the Mishkan, he took it apart. So they want to know what type of begadim did he wear. It's a good question. Because he wasn't allowed to wear the clothes of Aharon. The clothes of Aharon, it says only for Aharon and his children wear those type of begadim. So did he wear special begadim for service? Granddaughter has to wear service clothes. So what type of clothes did Aharon wear? Did Moshe Rabbeinu wear? He can't wear the big day kehuna because the kavanah that's only for Aharon and his children. So what did he wear? Lo ava b'yadeh. He didn't know that one either. So atar she'ad b'midrashah. So Rabbi Akiva came to the midrash with all these questions. So they tell him like this: Amri hincheta mitanim l'shaot. First of all, you can't mitanim l'shaot. It counts. You can't make a neder on yourself midday. I'm going to the rest of the day. Vimishlim mitpelim tefillat ta'anit. And it's a ta'anit. And you have to say aninu in amida. It's a regular, full-fledged ta'anit in such a case. Vilcheta kankanim shel avdei kochevim nahashnim asar chodesh mutarim. These kelim of the goyim that they put their wine in there, if you wait 12 months, you don't have to do anything. Just wait 12 months, and you can use them as they are, because by that time already the wine goes away. There's no ta'am anymore in the wine. Difference going to be permissible. Now, I guess if you want to use them immediately, so you make hagala on them. He's talking about it without doing anything. If you want to wait it out, you can wait 12 months, you're okay. No, washing is not going to be enough. Three times.
3 days.
No, that doesn't help. No, because it's Hedis. You're not going to do anything. After 12 months, just drink from it. He's saying, if you don't want to do the 12 months, then you have to do Hagala 3 days. No, after that, there's no time, there's no nothing. Shimesh Moshe Shivati Mehmiluim. And how did Moshe Rabbeinu, what was he wearing the first 7 days of the Miluim? Behaluk Lavan. It's the white flax linen garment, special made for that item. Lavkana matni, Lavkana says, Behaluk Lavan she'en bo imra. No hem. Why should there be no hem? So that she says, Imra, Moshe, lo nishtamesh b'begdei kehuna, he didn't wear b'begdei kehuna, dichtiv, v'asita b'begdei kodesh la'aron achicha. V'hu haya zar etzlan, Moshe is considered a zar to the begadim, stranger, v'apir dibur shimesh v'lo eskudu begadim, exactly. It doesn't say anything what he wore, it just says he served, it doesn't say what he wore. Imra, safa, no hem. Why would no be hem? So yesh omer shelo yachshedu shesam bam mitrumot hamishkan. So they shouldn't suspect him that maybe he's stealing the tirumot, the donations from the mishkan. So that's why he put a hem on his baggit. He's putting the coins there. So pasuk says v'yitem nikiyim. You have to be clean. You can't not put yourself in a suspicion. So therefore his baggits were, you know, hemless, so that she doesn't like it. V'nav milta, it's not true. She'arei kivad nigmera milacha. And by that time, there's no collections anymore. All the money was collected already. U'bishat avodah b'hechan shakil. At the time of the service, where is he taking any money from? So that was not the reason why there was no hem. She doesn't give us the reason, but don't tell me the reason is because of suspicion.
Maybe you didn't agree?
Who didn't agree?
Rashi agreed that there was a hem.
Gemara says that. Yamara says, the Rav Kana says, Bahaluk Laban She'en Bo Imra. He didn't tell me the reason why there was no hem. Don't tell me it's because of suspicion. There's nothing to suspect. There was no more money collecting. During the service, there's no money there. So what are they gonna suspect them? Kelim Shinitam Bem Yayin Nesech. Okay. Some of them, you have to kosher them. Some of them, you just have to clean them. Some of them, you can't even kosher them. Bichlal. Kri'or. Okay, I'll go to the first item was the leather pouches, we said. So if you're leaving them for kiyum, if you're putting the wine in there for a long time, or let's say you used it for a long time, zman miruba, a lot of usage out of it. Now, if they're misupim bezefet, if they have the tar, so we said when they have the tar on it, it's worse. It causes the absorption, so you have to kosher it. But new kelim of the goyim that don't have the tar around it, and they don't leave it for a long time in there, so therefore just clean it, no problem. That's the leather item. So by leather, the key is new without tar, then you can get away with cleaning it. Old or new with tar, you have a problem, then you got to kosher it. You got the 3 day item. Klimatechet. Okay, it's mahlok, and some say it's like leather, and some say it's mutar because doesn't go in. The metal stops it from going in. Kili hayres. Okay, by earthenware. So then we have already the first two times we say is asur, and the third time is mutar. What does the first two times mean? Meaning, if let's say the first two times they used it for heter stuff. So then it's soft, the kili, so it absorbs. The third time he put yayin, stam yinam in there, Third time we say it's okay. But if the first in the first two usages were isur, keli hayis is asur, you cannot kosher. Asurim b'shimush below hekshir. So I'll let you a three day item. Keli hayis that are glazed with lead. Okay, we said the white ones and the black ones. As long as there's no kartufani, no cracks, it's like metal. But if they have cracks, like cheres. Green ones, we had a machloket on. Clean knitted. That's the one that has the alum. Like the salt. If you put wine in there, no good. That's the most poorest one. So that's the worst one. Clean knitted is the worst one. It's made from this type of karkar. It's very porous. You can't use it bichlal. Okay, then if you remember we learned yesterday, there's different ways to kosher the candy. Either fill it up for 3 days with water, 24 hours, empty it, 24 hours, empty it, 24 hours, empty it, or put fish brine in it. That was another option we stood on yesterday's daf. Libun, put it back in the fire. Put it back in the fire and make sure it's hot. Hot enough where the ziffit starts to melt a little, starts to peel off. Okay, those different laws. So basically, before you go to the halakha, you have to know exactly what type of keli it was. You got to establish, was it a keli hayres? What is it, keli matechet? Was it glazed? Was there cracks? What type of keli hayres was it? From which type of ground was it? And how the keli is used? And then you know which time, first time, second time, third time. These are basically the variables that you're going to have to know before you can give your halachic ruling how to kosher. So that's basically the summary of that. Amar Rav Zvid, Hay Durdaya, the Hamra, the Aramae. Durdaya is the sediments. So what do you want to do? You want to use the sediments of the wine. Batal Tresadir Hashata Shari, after 12 months it's mutar. So I guess there's no more smell, there's no more taste after 12 months. It turns back into like afar. Dries out, you have no problem. So that's it, the 12-month item. Now Rabbeinu Tam brings down in the Tosafot that these durdaya are not regular sediments. He says, these are sediments that already you soaked in water to draw out the wine from it to make a special drink called temid. Only these type of items we're going to be lenient on, because already you diluted them once in water. But regular shmarim, Tosfot is not mekelon. Only shmarim that you diluted them in water and made temid, then you waited 12 months. So that's already mutar. Under these shunim, argue on. That's what Tosfot means. Amar of Habibat Bered Rebahani Gulfe. I skipped the line? Okay. Itmar. I'm going back. I'm sorry, I skipped the whole paragraph. Okay. I'm going back. Hachatzanim bezagim. Oh yeah, sure. This is the pits. And the zagim is the peels of the grapes. Shil ovde kochavim. That's that they made yayin nesek from it. Or stam yena, whatever it is. So we said, what in the Mishnah? The asud. Sud hana'a. Cannot benefit from them at all. That's the bimeir shita. Chamim say, depends. If they're still moist, they're asur. If they're dry, mutar. Tanu rabanan, harsanim, vezagim. The pits, the peels, shodei kochavim, lahin asurim, yeveshim, mutarim. Heinihu, lahin, veinihu, yeveshim. What's dry, what's wet? Give me the winter scenarios. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lahin, kol shnei masar chodesh. The first 12 months, they're still considered moist. After you squeeze the grapes from them, for the first 12 months, they're still considered moist. Yevishim lehashtem asar chodesh. Itmar, amar abar v'chana, amar abiyuhanan, kesheim asurim, asurim, afidu b'hana'a. See that, according to the Shita, they're going to be asur even b'hana'a when they're asur. Shem mutarim, mutarim afidu b'achila. When they're mutar, there's no more moisture in it. So it's like a tree, it's like a piece of wood. If it's mutar, even b'achila. Amar Rav Zvid, haidur daya de hamra de aramae, which we just read. Batatre sari al-hashata, shari amar of habib al-edraba, hai gulfe, These are the kili heres of the goyim that they put the yai nesik. Okay, wait 12 months. Wait 12 months are okay. Amar of Habiba. Hai apta de tayyae. The apta. Exactly. Leather canteen of the travelers. So they fill it up with water. Wine. They travel far distances. So therefore they're leaving the wine in there for a long time. So since they're leaving the wine in there for a long time, because they're going to long distances, so there's an absorption factor here. After 12 months, shari. Okay. He says over here, כיוון שמשתמשים בכלים אלו בכדי לשאת מהם כשולחים למרחקים גדולים, long distances, so it's considered קיום. Alright? שעשו חכמים. אף אם נתן בהם מבטחים יין לשעה אחת בלבד. Doesn't matter. כלים that are used for storage, the rabbis forbade for you to use them. Even though they only put it in there for an hour or two, it doesn't matter. The nature of the keli is a kiyum keli, where it's a storage keli. Ufikach zarikla shontam 12 chodesh. Kelomar, shebederek klal dafka kelim gidolim shemadim machzarat hayayin betokam nizvam merubah. Normally storage keli are the big ones, the big vats that you leave it in there for a long time. That's considered kiyum, not small ones. But these over here, since you're drinking from them immediately, you would have thought that it's nothing. But over here, since you're using them constantly on the road, so therefore there's an absorption factor, and then you have to wait 12 months. Okay, next one. Amar Avaha. Bered Rav Ika. Hari Purtsane Darame. What's that? Psolet anavim, the grapes, the inside of the grapes. It's like the pits that are inside of the grapes. And she calls that puta psolet anavim, the refuse of the grapes. What do you call that? Like the seed, the inside. It's basically the inside of the grapes after they crush it. Batat v'sari reshata shari. Also, 12 months. It's okay. אמר וחבר את הדבר, הני גולפה שחימה והוקמה. קדים, red and black. Also, they put the wine in there. בתת רצה ירחי שתה, שרי... I guess they turned black and red because there was so much wine in there. So even though there's so much wine in there, we changed the color of the keli, 12 months is okay. So again, it's important to remember this halakha. This halakha will be applicable, this 12-month rule. By, let's say, China of the goyim. You bought the used China from an antique place or something like that. Can't kosher China, it's cheres. If you wait 12 months, that's kosher can for other things. Why am I mahmir? Why is chumrot of a kosher of a visur? Kavayaz mekel. If you wait for 12 months, and you try to make hagala on it if you can. To dip it in hot water 3 times. If you can't do that, on these type of items, he has a kula. Not only on dishes, not only on yain stamina. Yeah, whatever they're going to use it for. That's his etir. You have it, you wait for 12 months, and you try to make hagala on it. You try to make hagala on it. Okay, next one. So we learned in the Mishnah Hamuryas. That's the fish innards. Okay, that's Asurim, we said. Isur Hana'a. The Rebbe Meir. And the Hakamim said, En Isuran Isur Hana'a. Tarul Banan. Murias. That's the fish. Umman. The guy's a professional Murias maker. He's a Umman. He's preparing it. Mutar. That is Mutar to eat them. What's the reason why Murias is Asur in the first place? Because they used to mix wine in there. They used to put some wine in the mixture. Can it air that the Uman, the professional Murias maker, doesn't add wine into his Murias, therefore it is going to be okay. That's basically the item over there. They make, as he says, the ingredients here. It's water and salt. They add it, they put it on the fish innards, and that's it. So the minhag was only to make muriyas from kosher fish, by the way. So you don't have an issue of the fish. So even goyim muriyas should be okay. You don't have to worry about the fish. You only have to worry about the wine. So the uman doesn't use the wine. Can it air the wine was cheaper than the muriyas itself, so they used to dilute it. You know, they would add some wine in it to save some money. But the uman, he sells the real stuff. You don't put the dilution in the wine in there. And if we have no problem, you can use it. Okay? All right. Further, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel omer mishum Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel af hilak. Okay, the hilak, that's a type of kosher fish of the goy. Uman, if he's a professional, mutar, he can eat it. Again, this is an issue over here, is when the goyim trap fish in their nets, they also trap dagim teme'im. And they just put them all together. So you got to worry that maybe there's some mixture of dagim teme'im in your dagim teorim. Okay. They had the whole tuna fish scandal. They had dolphin meat in there and things like that, where they're just putting everything together. So it says over here, and then you can't, a regular guy cannot tell the difference between, you know, when he sees it, he doesn't know the difference between the dagim teorim and the dagim teme'im. That's a regular fisherman, let's say. But an uman, I guess he's a real professional fisherman, he knows the difference between the different fish over there, and when he makes the hilak, he separates the dagim teme'im. Okay. And then the tameh fish ruins the taste of the chilak. So a regular guy doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to separate between the kosher chilak and the non-kosher other fish that get involved in the trap. So you worry you might mix it. But if you go into the chilak specialist, he wants to make sure it tastes good. He knows the difference between the tahor one and the tameh one. He gets rid of the tameh stuff, and that's that over there. Look at that sheet. She has a whole story here. Chilak, min dagim teorim. The sultanit shemam. The sultanit fish, it's called. Because mefarish kama perkinu. Bekatnuto en lo snapin vekaskeset. When it's young, has no fins and scales. Ve'atid legadir lahar zman. So that you really can't tell if it's a kosher fish at that point. That's the trick of it. You gotta trust the fisherman that he knows that this is the one that's going to eventually grow fins and scales. So you're taking it out of the water without fins and scales. V'amir kaman chilak shelavde kohim asur oto min dagim ketzim enemkar arbe biyachad v'ma asuram tesharbinu ole she irbona ola ima dagim teme'im domim la. There's other dagim teme'im that are similar to this fish that come up with it. He knows what the kosher hilak is and the non-kosher ones are. Because the taste is not good. He doesn't want to mix his hilak with other stuff. It'll ruin the whole mixture. Okay, so that's that one. Tani abini bere de Rabbi Abahu. Murias uman mutar. We saw that already. Utani labu amarla. Explained it. Pam rishon vesheni. First two times mutar. I guess they take the fish, they soak it in water and salt, whatever it is, mutar. Shlishi, I guess the third soakage, asur. Why is the third time asur? My tama, pamishum v'shid nefishum naihu. The first two times, kind of had the murias, what do you call it? It lets off the fat. It lets off like a shuman, like an oil. Lo sarich lemermeh b'uhamra. So you don't have to put any wine in there. Mikan ba'ilach. But from the third time on, I guess what? No more fatness, you have to add wine to it to compensate?
No, the wine and the fat are not good together.
Ah, that's not a good taste.
The fat ruins the wine taste.
Uh-huh. So the third time already, when it's not so much fat, Ramu bihu hamra, they put wine in there. Ah, so if it's the third soakage, it's a problem. Okay, rules. יש לי פעם לישום בשישיקן דרכם נותנים מים ומלח. They put water and salt על שומן הדגים, on the fat of the fish, ומוצצות שומנו, and it draws out the fat. וכשקלות חוזר ונותן אחרים. And then what? Then they take other fish and they stick it in there. So I guess, well, by the third time when they stick it in, since there's not too much fat coming out, so they have to compensate it with wine.
More water and salt.
So you have to know which he says it. את המוריה שכינו בדרך כלל, give you the whole recipe here. היו משרים כרביים של דגים שומנים, fatty fish במים ומלח, בכדי שישבו המים את השומן שלהם, to draw it out. לאחד ששימו מי המלח לפעול את פרולתם, and once the salt water did its job, היו מחליפים אותם במים חדשים, they put new salt water, new water, ומכינים מוריאס נוסף, they make new מוריאס. וכן היו עושים גם בפעם השלישית, וכן על עד שנגמר השומת של הדגים. So they would draw it out, change the water, draw it out. So he's coming and telling you, the first two times, they draw it out, no problem. They don't need wine to draw it out. Because the fish has a lot of fat in it, oil, so it just draws it out on its own. The third time already, they got to add wine to it.
As you know.
ולכן האומנים שיובקים בדבר לא היו נותנים בו יין, אולם בפעם השלישית ואילך, המוריה שנוצר אינו שומני כל כך, it's not so fatty, והיין אינו מקלקל אותו, so the wine will not ruin it. I guess kind of the first two times, like you said, the wine ruins it. So if even the uman will put wine in the third round, so you gotta know, I guess on the label tells you, third round the murias, then you have to be careful. The first two rounds, you don't gotta worry about it. Okay? More about the murias. Hahu arba de muriasa de atil in mela de Akko. It's a boat filled with murias. Came to the port at Akko. Otiv rabbi abba de min Akko natore bahada. He put shomrim next to the boat to make sure that they're not going to add any wine to the murias. Mashgiach. Amar le rava. Until the boat got to the port, who was watching it? Which means maybe they did it on the boat before they got to port. So what is it? What are you watching it over here? So Amar le, ada idana le mayni hushla. Until now, what do you want to suspect? Imishum demal bebe hamra. Maybe you wanted to be suspect. They put wine in the murias over there. Kista de murias biluma. Kista de hamra be'arbe alume. Exactly. Wine is more expensive. Kista de murias, which means kista is a certain shiur. Shiur of muria bluma, cost of bluma. Kista de hamra, but the same shiur of wine, be'arbe alume, cost of four lume. So the yain is more expensive. We're not worried that they're going to compensate for murias. They had the wine in there. But over here, that wine is cheap. And murias is expensive. And by the goyim, the murias is cheap and the wine is expensive. But over here now, once we get to the port, we have the opposite situation over here, where the wine is cheap and the murias is expensive. So now you're worried they might start to compensate. Amale Rabbi Zera, Dilma Aidi Ditzor Atu Dishve Hamra. Maybe these people over here came from the city of Sud. Tishve Hamra. That wine is cheap. How do you know where they came from? Maybe en route they stopped at Sud and they bought cheap wine and they did it. How do you know? Amar lehatam ekule ufshure ika. It's a lot of snow that comes down from the mountains over there next to the port. And it's hard to dock the boat over there, so we're not worried that they might have docked at Sur. It's that time of year. There's a lot of ikule ufishure, like whirlpools. She says ma'im shulchin akalton, water that just goes in circumvents ufishure meshlagim, the snow that melts. It's hard to get to that port of Sur, so they don't take that route, so you don't gotta worry. So everything was calculated over here. Okay, one more point. actually this starts talking about the cheese. So we learned in the Mishnah, Givinat Bet Unyaki. That's the fish the cheese that comes from a place called Bet Unyaki. So it says the cheese is asud. And according to the Bimir, it's asud bahana'a. According to Hakamim, it's asud ba'akhila but mutar bahana'a. Okay. So what's the reason why this cheese is asud? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Nakish mepneima asru gevinat unyaki. Why is asud bahana'a? According to Rabbi Meir, rov agalim shel ota ir nishhatim la'avodat kochavim. Let's review how you make cheese. You take the keva, the stomach of the animal. On the stomach there's curded milk. And you use that, and you put it in the cheese, and it causes it to congeal. Problem is, in that place, the majority of agalim, they slaughter for avodah zarah. And therefore, anything that's slaughtered for avodah zarah becomes asur b'hana'ah. And therefore, they're using the keva of an egel that was slaughtered for avodah zarah to make the cheese. Hence, it is asur b'hana'ah. That is the reason, because it is a ha'amada. It is being congealed with isurana. So Gemara says, "My iriya rov agalim afilu mi'ut named harbi mi'ir hayish lemi'uta." We have a famous rule throughout Shas. The Bimi'ir suspects even to the minority. You don't need a majority according to the Bimi'ir. The Bimi'ir hayish lemi'uta. So why do you have to tell me rov agalim? Even if it wasn't Rov Agalim, Nishatim Avodah Zarah, even Mi'ut Agalim should be enough to be Osir Bana'ah, based on the Bimi'i that he always suspects him for the Mi'ut. Gemara says, I amart Rov Ika Mi'ut, Ela I amart Mi'ut, Kevan de Ika Rov Agalim, de En Nishatim Avodat Kuchavim, de Ika Namesh Sha'ar Behemot, the English Hatim Lavrat Khavim, Havilim Mi'utad Mi'utah. Mi'utad Mi'utah, the highest Rabbi Mi'ir. So the Gemara explains like this. When we say Rov Agalim is Nishhatim, it means like this. Because if you say Rov Agalim Nishhatim, then you have a Mi'ut. Meaning like this. Because Agalim are not the only animals that are slaughtered for Avodah Zarah. You have other animals as well. So in the bigger picture of animals that are slaughtered for Avodah Zarah, Rov Agalim are slaughtered. Therefore, in the bigger picture, you'll have a mi'ut of Agalim that are for Avodah Zarah. Again, majority of Agalim themselves are Nishchat for Avodah Zarah. But that's not the only animal that's Nishchat. You have other animals as well. So when you put that in the big picture of all the other animals are Nishchat, so the Agalim become a Mi'ut that are Nishchat. Mi'ut of the animals, of the total, exactly, that are Nishchat for Avodah Zarah. So the Bimir is Chayish, the Mi'utah. Look at Rashi says, I amat rov. Agalim nishchatim la'avodah kochavim. Ikar lemesar gevina mishum chashad demi'ut kevot hasru b'ana derov agalim ha'demi'ut legabesh ar behema. Which means it's a mi'ut. The other animals, let's say, they don't slaughter avodah zarah. They don't slaughter other animals. But when you take rov agalim and you put it in the mix with all the other animals that they don't slaughter for avodah zarah, so mi'ut of the animals are now slaughtered for avodah zarah. So that's chayish lemi'utah.
They're using the remnant of the other animals for the cheese also?
Yeah, but that's okay because they don't slaughter them for avodah zarah. But agalim, since rov agalim, that'll make the ratio a mi'ut when you mix it up with the other animals. However, if you're going to say that mi'ut of agalim, so now it turns out the mi'ut of the agalim are nishchat for avodah zarah, plus all the other animals that are not slaughtered for avodah zarah. So now you have a mi'ut achar mi'ut. You have a double mi'ut. Why do you have a double mi'ut? So Gemara says, "Ela'i amart mi'ut." If you're going to say that only minority of the agalim, a bet or 90, or so avodah zarah, kevandi karov agalim de'en nishchatim. Majority of the agalim are not. Ve'ikar mishar behemot de'en nishchatim. So you have a double mi'ut. You have a mi'ut in the agalim themselves, and you have a mi'ut legabe all the other animals, so this becomes a mi'uta, the mi'uta. And the bi mi'id is not chashish, but mi'uta, the mi'uta. That's why you have to say, rov agalim. Amar le Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, that, no, that's what we're saying.
The remnant of those animals.
Which means, if you say, but that's not the only animal that they have, by the way. You can use the remnant from any animal. So therefore, when you put all the animals in the mix, all the other animals, they don't use for Avodah Zarah. But when you pick Rov Agalim, then this becomes a mi'ut of the animal.
Why is it called a mi'ut of a mi'ut?
Because you have two mi'uts.
No,
you have mi'ut l'gabe the agalim, and then mi'ut l'gabe all the others. If there's been mi'uta, the ben mi'uta, the mi'uta, eno nove mikach she mi'uta di mi'uta yishna histavlut mi'ucha yoter. It's not about odds, less odds. Ela bechol makom she yishno rak sefek ehad, u'mi'ut ehad. That's all it is. One sefek or two sefekot. Afilu im ze mi'ut shestavlut shlonu mucha me'od. Even if it's a very, very minute, remote possibility. Whatever. Hoshesh rabi mi'il mi'ut. Ulmat zot. Kashir ishtab shne sefekot. Vishna achla'a shal rov b'shnehem. En rabi mi'il hoshesh. Which you have rov agalim. And you have rov behemot. That's a double rov. Or double mi'uta that you have to worry about. In the case where you have rov agalim that are sport for Avodah Zarah, so now Rov Agalina, put that into the mix of all the other things. So now it turns out that you have Rov are slaughtered not for Avodah Zarah, and a Mi'ut is. So that's one Sefek. It's a Mi'ut. Mashiach, when you say even the Agalim are a Mi'ut, so you have a Mi'ut Agalim and a Mi'ut in the other animals, it's a Mi'ut Ahar. Mi'ut. Again, don't work with numbers. There can be bigger odds on the Mi'ut Ahamiut than on a regular Mi'ut. It's just when you have two Sefekot, the Bimi is not Hoshesh. So therefore, in a case where you have Mi'ut Agalim and Mi'ut on the other, say it reverse, Rov Agalim are not Fa'avodah Zarah, and Rov of the other animals are not Fa'avodah Zarah. So you have two Rovs. Two Rovs are not going to Hoshesh for the two Mi'uts.
According to
Rashi,
he says they only use that
of
the
Agalim
for the
Rashi.
No,
it was
both.
What does Rashi say that? No. Look at Rashi. He says, You yourself are matirit. You hold that when an animal is slaughtered for Avodah Zarah, in this case, it's not a subhana'a. Why? The itmar hashochet tabeman lizrok damar la'avodat kuchavim. You're slaughtering the animal. At the time that you're slaughtering the animal, your kabana is not for Avodah Zarah. It's I'm slaughtering the animal to sprinkle the blood for Avodah Zarah. So the shechita itself you didn't do for Avodah Zarah. It's the slaughtering al menat lizrok et adam le Avodah Zarah, or laktir halba la Avodah Chavim, or to bring its fat for Avodah Chavim. Rabbi Yochanan amar asura. Rabbi Yochanan said doesn't matter. Asur kasabad mechashevin meavodah la Avodah, which means he holds that even though this Avodah, the shechita, you didn't have kavanah for Avodah Zarah, since at this Avodah you had kavanah for a different Avodah, for Avodah Zarah, the whole animal becomes Asur. And how does he know that? The Yochanan b'yalfinan chutz b'penim. He learns avodat chutz, which is avodat zara, which is brought outside the Beit HaMikdash, to avodat penim, which is a korban that's brought inside the Beit HaMikdash. What's the law of somebody brings a korban inside the Beit HaMikdash? Let's say a person has a machshava at the time of the shechita to sprinkle the blood or put the chalav on the mizbeach past its time. That's pigul. The whole animal becomes asur. Even though the shechita was good, but a machshava for a later service is posel the whole entire korban. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan says, even though you made shechita not for Avodah Zarah, in shechita al menat nizrok la Avodah Zarah, the whole animal becomes asur. However, Rabbi Shimon Lakish amar muteret. Rabbi Lakish says, you don't learn korbanot chutz from korbanot b'fnim. And therefore, this case over here, we're assuming you slaughtered the animal for regular, no kavanah for the slaughtering, for nizrok et damal avodah zarah. So what do I care for rov agalim of avodah zarah? The animal doesn't become a subhanah. Which means the shechita does not osir the animal, because the avodah of the shechita was only almenat for the zirika to be for avodah zara. So therefore, the chavra, even if you have rov agalim la avodah zara, the rennet should not become asur. The kibbutz should not become asur. It doesn't osir the animal. That's the shekish shechita. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le. So the Shlakish says to Rabbi Shimon, Teraminach sha'atach, Yarum mazalach. Your mazal should be elevated. So he says like this, that what I told you, that the bet onaiki givinota asur, Be'omer bigmar zviha hu ovda. You have to say the case is tumah at the time that he slaughtered it. His kavanah at the time of the shechita was l'shem avodah zarah. Not like we thought originally, where you slaughtered it stam, but amenat bezruk et adam. There you're right. If you did that, then I would say no problem. But you did it at the time of the shechita. The Gemara refers to it as gmar shechita, because according to the Shlakish, the ikar kavanah comes at the end of the shechita. If you just had the kavanah at the beginning of the shechita, that's not considered the shechita. The shechita is gmar at the end. So the gmar should at the last, when you know, the light is going across, you have to cover up avodah zarah. That's why the whole animal becomes asur banah. That's why you cannot use the rennet. That's why the givinot are going to be asur. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan amar asura kasabar mehashvinan. By avodat kanim mishlakish, that's what the Torah says pigul. That if you slaughter it, amenat to sprinkle the blood after its time, that makes it asur. Even though you never slaughtered, even though you never sprinkled, just the machshava itself at the time of the shechita is posilat mishahat. That shechita, that means mechashim ba'avodah la'avodah. Ba'avodah zu al chaverta, but in avodah kanim lo. Good. Look at the next Rashi. Teraminach she'atach. The Shekish says, your mazal should go up. Be'omer b'gmar zivahu ma'ovda. She'hashab al shechita atzma. La'amoyogim v'amar b'libo. The Rashi says, amar b'libo. Now this is a little difficult, because it sounds like from Rashi, you don't have to verbalize it. It's enough to just think of the machshava in your mind. But that's not really so. Because in that law of pigul, for example, you have to actually verbalize it. For someone to say that this ma'amar b'libo means he just said it low. He didn't actually say it out loud, but machshavah, you know, you have to say it. Be'amad b'libo b'sfah zu avda l'avda k'chemi b'ham odin ad metzad ad metzad b'sfah hi avda chshuva k'zrika. Right, which means the shechita is considered an avda chshuva. And therefore, since at the time of the shechita, he had the kavanah for avda zara, he'll send all the animal. But let's say he didn't have the kavanah at the time of the shechita. Okay, this shechita will be okay. The blood, you might have a problem with the blood, but the animal itself, the keman, the rest of the animal, are not going to be asur. Then comes the Gemara and continues. Amar biyuda sha'ada bishma'il. Okay, let's see what we learn from this story over here. This is again the Mishnah that says, why is givinot asurot? Amar rab ahdeboy. That's how we read it, ahdebavi. Shem Chacham. Amar Rav Mekadesh Beperish Shor HaNiskal Mekudesh. Okay, Shor HaNiskal. What's Shor HaNiskal? Shor that was Nigmar Dino the Nitakel. Why? Either it killed somebody or it was Roveya an Isha or a Behemah that was Nirba'at by a man. Bottom line, you gotta put the animal to death. That animal becomes a Surba Hana'ah. Good. Guy went, took the perish from the stomach of the shor. Hare at mekudeshet li. The perish zu. So the deen is mekudeshet. Kudeshet, it works. So what do you see over here? That normally you cannot be mekudesh for something that's a subhanah. So you have to say that the perish of the animal is not considered part of the animal. Therefore, while the animal itself is asur b'hana'ah, the perish is considered separate from the animal, and therefore it's not going to be asur b'hana'ah. Similarly, Beperish egle avodat kuchavim, but an agala that you brought it for avodah zarah, and a mikudeshet. Interestingly, the perish of avodah zarah becomes asur behanah, but the perish of shor haniskal not. What's the difference? Gemara says iba etema sevara v'iba etema kna. I can give you a sevara to tell you the difference, or I can give you a pasuk. Iba etema sevara. Give you the sevara first. By Avodah Zarah, the perish makes the animal bigger, makes it swell. So the owner is happy with the perish because he wants a bigger animal to the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, when he is designating this animal for Avodah Zarah, it's coming out for the perish as well. Because the more it goes on the misbe, the better. So therefore, the perish becomes a surbanah. You cannot be in the condition of something as a surbanah. But by shor haniskal lo nihaleh benifcheh, on the contrary, he doesn't want his animal's getting killed now. So the less of his animal that gets killed, he's more happy. He don't want the whole animal, so to speak, to get killed. So the more bloating the more sad he is. He doesn't want it to be more bloated. Therefore, when we say it's asur b'hana'a, it's only on the animal per se, but not on the perish. Look at Rashi. Lo nihale benifcha hilkach lo hashiv prisha lemehal alav isur. The perish is not considered hashuv by shor haniskal in order for the isur to hit on it. Okay, which means really we're going to say the perish of a bima is not part of the animal. Just by avodah zarah, the guy's kavana is to include it. But by a shor haniskal, it's not part of it. There's no reason to add it to make it a subana, because the owners don't want it to be a subana anyway. It doesn't benefit him.
Do you want it inside the animal or outside, even outside the animal? Does it make
it? No, since he has no benefit from the perish to be in it from it to make it more a subana, it's considered separate from the animal. It is separate from the animal.
The goy
wants the perish to be a subana, to be avodah zarah.
Right, everything in the animal. It doesn't benefit him.
Doesn't matter, but once he does it, now you didn't bring it to Avodah Zarah, but once he does it, the animal's asur. So now you can't take the perish, because it was done in Avodah Zarah. But she could throw the sky, was not. Now, that's the sevara. Iba et ema kra. Ketivacha, what does it say by Avodah Zarah? Velo yidbak biyadecha me'uma. You shouldn't have on your hands anything from the Avodah Zarah. Me'uma. Me'uma is mashma. Even the perish, even the insignificant part. What does it say by shor haniskal? Sakol yisakel hashor velo yachel et besaro. Besaro asur, hapersho muteret. Okay, good. Only the basar is going to be asur, but the perish is going to be mutar amarava tarvayu tenanhi. Both these halakot that we just said actually come from our Mishnah medika amarle. Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Ishmael that the reason why the cheese of the goyim is asur mepnei shemamidim bekevat nevela. That was his reason. He said they use nevela. Animal that's a nevela is not kasher, right? They didn't store it, or they stored it wrong. It's a nevela. So they would take the keva of a nevela and make the cheese and such a thing. That was his reason that he gave. Vekam mahadar le Rabbi Ishmael said, what? That can't be the reason. Ve'alo kevat ola hamura mekevat nevela. A keva of an ola. Ola not only is asur for us to eat an ola, but it's asur b'hana'a. Because ola is hegdish. And still what do we say? That the law is min Torah, you can take the keva of the korban ola as mutere b'achila. So kol sheken keva b'nevela. If a keva of an ola, which is asur b'hana'a, you can use its keva. Certainly a keva b'nevela, that was his answer back then. Michlal, also, what do you see from here? The isure hana'a sharu pirshayu. That's the first thing you see. You see that a korban ola, which is isur hana'a, the perish, however, is permissible. Similarly, what? Right? So we compare that to the shor haniskal. Shor haniskal is asur b'hana'a, but still we'll say the perish is mutar b'hana'a, and therefore if you make a condition lady with the perish of a shor haniskal, it is indeed going to be Mekudeshin, meaning the perish is not part of the animal. That's the point. The perish is not part of the animal. That's why, even though we had this question when we went to Mishnah, what's the logic? If you mekadesh the korban ola, how can the perish be mutar? The keva can be mutar. The keva, because the keva is considered separate organ from the animal. So it's like having food on a plate. The plate is separate, the food is still separate, not considered one. Similarly, the kema is considered separate, and therefore the perish is not considered part of the goof of the behema, and therefore it's not hal isud. So what did he answer back? Oh, I'll give you the real reason. The real reason why it's asud is because they ma'amid the cheese in behema of avodat kuchavim. Bekam hadar le imken lama lo asu abahana. So then he told them back, if that's the case, that they're putting it in egleb behema of avodat zara, so it should be asur also bahana. Nechlal da avodat kuchavim asur parshayu. The fact that he answered him back and said, wait, you're giving me a new reason now. Now you tell me the reason why the cheese is asur because they ma'amid it in a keva of an avodat zara animal. Then it should not only be asur bahira, it should be asur. And that's what do you see from here? That the egel of avodah zarah, the perish, is asur. Even though the perish is always considered separate from the animal. When it comes to avodah zarah, the goy wants the avodah zarah, the whole animal, to be for the avodah zarah. Therefore, the perish is going to be asur. Therefore, halacha, for guys, mekadesh, me perish, shel, aiglat, avodah kuchavim, emad kuchavim, so he learned both of his lores from our Mishnah.